This is St. Louis Public Radio. For some St. Louisans, the answer to an age-old question is easy. Their backyard chickens came before the eggs. They're among a growing number of Americans who keep chickens in their backyards. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard reports on the popularity of urban chicken farming.
It's a sunny side up spring morning. Seth Jansen is delivering two lively hens and a rental coop to Ann Miller's home in Olivette. Miller smiles nervously as Jansen shows her how to hold a chicken.
You can see she's very sweet.
Hi, little friend. Have you named them?
Not yet.
So we're going to have to get to know each other, and then we'll come up with a name, because I can't just call you Chicken 1 and Chicken 2.
Jansen was once an investment advisor. He started his business, The Easy Chicken, 5 years ago to help urban farmer wannabes like Miller learn the ropes. The wooden coop is on wheels, and Jansen maneuvers it into place next to the landscaped patio. He explains how to feed and care for the birds. Miller says the temporary setup will help her decide if chicken keeping is really for her.
I love the idea of being a little bit close to our farming roots and really seeing where food comes from. This seemed like something fun for the summer, and we get the benefit of nice fresh eggs. And I make a wicked egg salad. I do.
No one really knows how many Americans keep chickens in their backyards. Jansen says the trend took hold about 10 years ago. In 2013, a study by the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimated that 4 million American households would have a backyard flock by now. Jansen says people keep chickens for fresh eggs, of course, but it's also about connecting with nature and developing a more self-sustainable lifestyle.
There's something deep within us that gains satisfaction out of doing something with the land and with animals and raising your own food.
Jansen charges about $500 for a six-month rental, and he expects Miller will collect about 8 eggs per week. So the cost per egg would be...
Well, you don't do this because you want to save money on eggs. If you want to save money on eggs, I guess you go to Aldi or something and get eggs for $1 a dozen. Mm-hmm. But it's the overall experience that's rewarding.
At OK Hatchery in Kirkwood, Steve Krieger sells about a ton of chicken feed a week, mostly to backyard chicken farmers. He says the trend has brought his business full circle. He's selling chicks again every spring, something the store had stopped doing because interest had waned.
When my grandfather started the hatchery, it was before World War II, and then during World War II with rationing, and this was actually kind of rural in the Kirkwood area. So everybody almost had a backyard flock back then.
Joe and Katie Hostman of St. Louis have come to the store to pick out two chicks from dozens of chirping fluff balls huddled together in an incubator. They've kept chickens for 5 years. Katie Hostman says at least 4 houses on their block in the Tower Grove neighborhood also have backyard coops.
The fresh eggs are amazing. Joe jokes that it's the only pet that pays rent. So they give back to us, and they really are wonderful pets.
Many local communities have rewritten their ordinances to allow small flocks of backyard chickens. 2 years ago, the city of St. Louis approved new rules allowing up to 8 chickens per city lot. St. Louis Alderman Kara Spencer is outside her home in Ward 20 on a recent afternoon, introducing new chicks to her backyard coop. Spencer is an advocate for urban farming and helped champion the city's new chicken ordinance. She says the people who built her home in the late 1800s probably kept chickens.
People have been growing their own food since the dawn of time. We've grown here food in the city of St. Louis since the city was established, and we're just really getting back to the way we've always been.
More than 2,500 people from across the region belong to the St. Louis Backyard Chickens Facebook group. A recent post suggested that it might be time to organize a city poultry show. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.